wants to speak collectively where what matters most. For Uganda, we approach the UNHCR with a pure humanitarian lens. And we are very respectful, even when there are issues we don't agree with, that we don't lose that humanitarian lens. Our prayer was, and it still stands, when we put a vote to an important element like the work, protection of girls, of boys, of children, and pregnant women that I'm privileged to watch every day, 1.76, 88% of those women, when we put a question on whether those lives should even be protected or cared for is where we get the issue. We can still always have the budget through this way, but is this what we want to tell the people that are not in this room? The girls whose voices are not privileged to sit here, and the pregnant women that count and wait on us to be able to deliver that life, to be able to save the life on the floor of a maternity room that has no medicine. For Uganda, we'll always prioritize the work of the UNHCR. We've cried on and off for the low funding, for the earmarked, but at no time in position have we doubted the importance of the protection work that the UNHCR does. You can count on our support, and our prayer is that this same multilateralism brings us back together to be able to iron that out, which does not seem humanitarian, out of EXCOM, and keep the consensus that this budget decision deserves. We voted yes, and we'll continue to support and hopefully revert to consensus. I thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much.